New census figures for the state of California show that for the first time, white people are no longer the majority in that state. And in fact, no single ethnic or racial grouping is predominant. The decline of the white majority in California is spurred by rising numbers of Asians and Latinos. California is often cited as a trendsetter, so the census numbers may provide a glimpse into the future of the rest of the country. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In the past decade, California has seen fires, floods, rattling earthquakes, and economic recession. But that hasn't prevented the population from growing by 4 million people, or 14%. There are now 34 million people living in California, by far the most populous state. And the faces of Californians are changing, too. In 1970, white, non-Hispanic people made up 80% of the population. Today, they comprise only 47%. Hans Johnson, a demographer with the Public Policy Institute of California, says the new census figures confirm what experts had expected to find, that there is no majority group in California.
Yeah, no matter how you count California, it is a minority-majority state.
Johnson says that in the past decade, 2 million more people left California than moved here from other states.
During the 1990s, even though California experienced substantial population growth, we had a very large net domestic migration out of the state to other states. And most of those people who left the state were white.
That means the state's population growth was driven by Latinos and Asians. Latinos comprised nearly 32% of the state's population. There were 3.2 million new Latinos, and most of them were due to new births. On the other hand, the growth among Asians was due primarily to immigration, and Asians now make up 11% of the state's population. African Americans represent 7%, and almost 5% of Californians counted themselves as multiracial. Again, demographer Hans Johnson.
It's not small either. It's about 1.6 million people, and the African American population in California is slightly over 2 million, so it's a little bit, but not much smaller than the African-American population in California. So I think that's a sizable group that is new, that is counted for the first time in the census.
The census figures will be the basis for realigning congressional and state legislative districts. Yet while the Latino and Asian population grows and the number of white Californians declines, the fact is whites still represent more than 75% of the state's electorate. Harry Pachon is the president of the Tomas Rivera Policy Institute in Claremont, California.
White non-Hispanics are older, so therefore they're more likely to be involved in the electoral process. And two, minorities, particularly Latinos and Asians, have large percentages of their population that are legal immigrants who have not yet become U.S. citizens. So you can't be misled by the sheer raw numbers. You have to take a look at those two factors.
Nevertheless, the California census figures paint a picture of a state more diverse than any other in the nation. Demographer William Fry of the Santa Monica-based Milken Institute says he isn't sure California necessarily sets a trend for the rest of the country.
We've seen a lot of stories about other states around the country about a surging diversity in the heartland and surging diversity in the southeast. But I think these numbers show that California really is the premier melting pot state in the United States. Asians, Hispanics, blacks, and whites will all be part of the community structure. And this, I think we can see as far into the future as we care to look.
Fry says it could be several more decades before other large states reach the level of diversity seen in California today. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.